Parks before, but got three goals in the second half, so kept going in the second half, got a few more goals. So
yeah, we should have been more at the half time, to be fair, but we weren't, and I think you can see the difference in us now to first round of games, where we would have got nervous there and sat back like Limerick and one or two other games. We didn't, we believed in our play and went forward and scored another three, and could have been more. I thought we were really good.
And that was Gary Shaw's 10th league goal of the season.
Yeah.
How impressive is that? Because like, it's difficult, he's wearing the face mask, probably not the easiest to play, but he was excellent tonight.
Yeah, I thought Gary's been with that all year for us, to be fair. When he plays with that, he's a handful, because he can do everything. He can run long, he can run short, even headers. He could have had a hat-trick or four tonight, you know, post, went, tried to go around the keeper, but he was excellent.
And James Downa, that's his four league goals from only two league starts and 11 sub-appearances. He must be saying, "Gaffer, get me on the pitch."
Yeah, it's great that he's doing that, you know, because he's a young player. He's having to be patient, he's having to work hard behind the scenes, and he is. And like you see tonight, when he came on his goal, it was like the Cork goal all over again. He just has that in his locker, you know. He's both got lovely balance and can be a player, so he's going to be a big player for us in the future. But he's been excellent this year.
And 4 points clear at Derry City, who lost tonight with 5 games remaining. Everyone's looking for points. There's no easy games left, but it's nice to be in that position.
Yeah, I think, like I said a few weeks back when we lost to Derry, everyone thought we were done and dusted, you know, and I knew we were, the way we were playing. Sorry.
All the best. Talk to you.
The way we were playing, back then I thought we were playing well, and I just knew that as a group we sat down and had a chat and felt that we were doing the right things. It was just a matter of time before we clicked, and we've gone on a great run and turned it right round. The lads deserve enormous credit for that, like the character they've shown to go and win some tough games, like, you know. And tonight had the potential to be a tough game, because we have Paddy McCart in the team. It's always a dangerous opposition. Oh, man, there's magic in his feet, so yeah, it was good win for us.
And on Monday you've got St. Pat's. They lost tonight, though, desperate for points. They've done well against Rovers this season, so that's a crucial game for both clubs on Monday.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a big game for both of us. It's massive for us, and it's a big game for them where they are. Like, but we haven't performed against Pat's this year in both games, and that's been disappointing. So we've got to go and put that right on Monday.
And how's Trevor Clark? He came off there.
He's fine. He just went down his ankle when he shot. It was just, we're comfortable in the game, so there's no point in risking him. He'd be fine.
It's an amazing turnaround when you think of the Derry result at the start of August, and now you're 4 points ahead of them with just 4 games to go. Like, it's a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, it is, but anyone that listened to me, I wanted to listen to me, I've been saying all year, we'll get better with time. I think we've shown that if you take the first round of games out, I think we'd be right up to the points with the top teams, you know. We're always going to get better with time, and we're still nowhere near where we want to get to, but we're definitely going the right direction. You know, like you said, the players deserve massive credit for that tournament. Massive credit.
And we're saying James Duna can't really get into the starting 11. Is that a good headache from your point of view, competition for places?
Yeah, it's brilliant, because the other boys know that James is bang on it, and they have to perform to play. Sometimes our training games are as good as our match games, you know, because everyone wants to play, and that's something we wanted to bring to the club this year. We wanted to bring lads that weren't comfortable in the position and knew that the players breathing down their neck, and you have people like James and that you see on the bench. Ryan came out tonight, Dave Webster has been excellent, came out, so it's great competition for places.
Excellent.